Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Yom Kippur is upon us as we get closer during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I'd like to focus on a particular minug that the Mechaber records based upon the Torah and the Medrash, and that's the recitation of Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed B'Kol Ram on Yom Kippur, that we have a custom to Zdafka recite those words, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, in a loud voice in Yom Kippur. Of course, that's opposed to the common practice during the year to recite it in an undertone. I'd like to take a look at this custom, understand it a little better, and use it as a catalyst to understand Yom Kippur in general, our Avodah, and how we should approach the Yom HaGadol, the Hanora, the great day, the Shabbos Shabbos on Yom HaKippur. The Torah says in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, Yom HaKippurim Simin Tov Reish Yotes Noagim Ba'Ashkenaz. The custom in Ashkenaz is to recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed B'Kol Ram in a heightened voice. What's the basis, says the Torah? It's based upon the Medrash in Parshas Veschanan. Kisha'ol Moshe L'Rakia, when Moshe raised on high and went up to heaven. Shama Malachi Hashare Shem Mikalsim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. Moshe Ben heard the Malachim themselves praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these words. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. Those six words are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu himself heard when he was up above, that the Malachim were using to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'horidu li'Yisrael, and Moshe brought those words, the refrain, Baruch Shem, back down to Yisrael. And the Medrash continues and says it's a mashal, it's an analogy to explain what it is exactly that Moshe brought down back to Klal Yisrael. Mashal ma'adavar damal adam shiganav hurmin. Imagine somebody stole a precious jewel, a gem from the palace, from the king. Venos nalish, and he gave it to his wife. Somebody stole something, a gem, a precious item from the kingdom, from the king, and gives it to his wife, and he tells her, Al tiskashti bi ella bitzina, only adorn yourself with this precious jewel, with this necklace, with this silver beautiful ring, dafka bitzina, privately, quietly, besoch peseich, in your house. Therefore, says the Medrash, Kol Hashana Omri Moso Balachash, the entire year we cite Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed in an undertone, because Moshe stole it kaviyachol from the Malachim, brought it down to Klal Yisrael. Only the Malachim can say it, and therefore throughout the year we can't say it out loud. Therefore, Omri Moso Balachash, quietly, silently, in an undertone. However, the Medrash continues, Tur Arachaim Hilchos Yom HaKippurim Simen Tov Reish Yotes B'Yom HaKippurim Omrim Oso B'Farhesya, and Yom Kippur we say it out loud, we exclaim it, we raise our voices and say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed L'fisha Anu Kemalachim, because on Yom Kippur we are like angels. And these three words of the Tur, quoting the Medrash, L'fisha Anu Kemalachim, is the yisod of Yom HaKippurim, that we are like angels, and this is what we will talk about now. What does it mean we're like angels? What's the significance of being an angel? And how does it relate to the recitation of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed? The Tur, and the basis of the psak of the Tur on the Medrash is codified by the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Simin Tov Reish Yotes, the Mechaber writes, B'leil Yom HaKippurim HaMachraso, throughout the day of Yom Kippur, Omrim, Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed B'Kol Ram, we recite the words, Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed B'Kol Ram, because we are like Malachim. However, the story doesn't end here, as it gets a little bit more complicated, because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph quotes a different reason as to why we recite Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed in an undertone throughout the year. Not what the Medrash says, not what the Torah quoting the Medrash says, that Moshe Kaviyachol stole those words from the Malachim, therefore we have to say it silently, quietly throughout the year. But a completely different reason is recorded by the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Vav. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov El Banav, Yaakov called his sons Vayomer, Hey Osfu Vagidol says, Yaakovinu, come together, gather, I have to tell you something. As the Gemara explains, Bikish Yaakov Legalos Levan of Ketz Hayama, Yaakov wanted to reveal to his sons the end of days. V'nistalka Mimenu Shechina, the Shechina left Yaakov Avinu. And when Yaakov Avinu saw that the Shechina left, Amar Shem Achas V'Shalom Yesh Bi Matasi Psul. Is it possible that in one of my children there's a Psul? And that's the reason why the Shechina left. Ki Avram Shetzi Men Yishmael. Maybe one of my sons is inappropriate, just like my Zaydi Avram has a son called Yishmael. V'Avi Yitzchak Shiyatzi Men Esav. And my father Yitzchak went an Esav. Maybe one of my sons also is inappropriate. Maybe I have Zera Psul, and that's the reason. Nistalkam Men Shechina. That's why the Shechina left me. Amru Lovan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. His sons responded, no Abba, no Tati, that's not the reason why. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're with you. Kishem Shein Bilibech El Echad, Kachin Bilibeinu El Echad, just like you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so too we. But Osar Shah, in response to that, Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leom Ved. As soon as he heard his sons affirm their belief in one God, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yaakov responded and said, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leom Ved. And the Gemara records, Amri Rabbanan, Hechi Navid, what should we do with what Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leom Ved? Namru? Can we recite it? Should we say it? Should it be placed in the Torah? Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. Lo Nemruhu. If we don't say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leom Ved, Amru Yaakov. Yaakov himself said it after hearing Shema. Thus the Gemara concludes, Hiskinu Shi Amru Moshe Bechashoy. Therefore, the refrain, the words of Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leom Ved, are recited in an undertone. And here we see, based upon the Gemara in Pesachim Nunvav, a secondary reason as to why Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leolam Ved is recited in an undertone throughout the year. The Torah quoting the Medrash in Parshas Veschanit says it's because we can't not say it out loud because we don't have the authority. We're not malachim, we're not angels. It's the song, it's the statement, it's the praise of angels. Therefore, we need to say it in an undertone because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given the authority to bring it down. And he brought it down, almost ganvid it, stole it. Dafkan Yom Kippur, when we're like malachim, then we could say it out loud. But the Gemara Pesachim says something completely different. We can't say it because Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. It's true. There are two midrashim, and you'll argue that they're midrashim chalukim. They're two different reasons. However, it's much more important because the Tur in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Or HaChaim Simen Pei Al Samech Aleph, quotes the Gemara Meseches Pesachim and says the reason for the recitation of Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leolam Voed, low, in an undertone, is based upon the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. And therefore we say it in an undertone, Bechashoy, because Yaakov said it. So therefore we sort of mediate between Yaakov and Moshe. Moshe didn't say it, Yaakov did say it. So therefore we don't say it out loud, we say it silently. But this begs the question, the Magen Avraham raises this question, Hilchos Yom HaKippur, Simen Taf Reish Yotes. It's true we say it out loud on Yom Kippur because the Medrash tells us that on Yom Kippur we're like Malachim. But what about the other reason? If the basis of saying it in an undertone is because Moshe never said it and only Yaakov said it and therefore we say it silently, why is Yom Kippur any different? Why are we permitted to say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Leolam Ved out loud on Yom Kippur? If Moshe Rabbeinu never said it, it's not recorded in the Torah. It's not the pasuk after Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So if the basis is that we are malachim on Yom Kippur, then ein hachanami. We could say it out loud. But if the reason for saying it silently throughout the year is because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, how are we permitted to say it out loud on Yom Kippur? This is the question that the Magen Avraham raises. Hilchos Yom HaKippurim Simen Taf Reish Yotes, and says the following. The Magen Avraham in his terse, pithy way as he always speaks, Klomar, he responds, Shelo kasva batora lahatsniya bimpnei malachim. Says the Magen Avraham, the explanation is that the two pshatim, the Gemar Mesachim Daf Nun Vav, the pshat of the Torah quoting the Medrash and Simen Taf Reish Yotes are one and the same. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu never placed it in the Torah, lahatsniya mipnei malachim, he wanted to also hide it from the malachim. Just like the Medrash tells us that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to say it silently, because the malachim would become jealous, that's also the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu never recorded it in the Torah, so the Malachim wouldn't become jealous. Thus, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, the Medrash quoted by the Torah in Simen Taf Reish Yotes, is saying one and the same thing. And therefore, in Yom Kippur, we can say it out loud. We can say it out loud because we are like Malachim, and we could say it out loud because the Torah never recorded it, because Moshe Rabbeinu hid it in order that the Malachim should never become jealous. So thus, the Magen Avraham explains, Let the contradiction or the two different reasons that Chazal explained for why we recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed in an undertone throughout the year certainly work to explain why we could say it out loud in Yom Kippur. Number one, because in Yom Kippur we're Malachim, and therefore we don't have to be nervous that it was stolen and it's something taken from the Malachim, they're going to be jealous, because in Yom Kippur we are like Malachim. And that's Dafka, the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't record it in the Torah, because we didn't want the Malachim to get jealous, but on Yom Kippur when we are like Malachim, they won't get jealous. And therefore the Magen Avraham has reconciled the stira in the tour, as the tour records both reasons. And that explains the Magen Avraham is the basis for why we recite Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed out loud, because we are like Malachim on Yom Kippur. However, if you take a look in the later poskim, you'll see that although the Magen Avraham understands that these two reasons work together and jive, indeed, there are other nafkaminas that show that really these two reasons are independent. The first is a machlokas between the Tzlach and the Chacham Shlomo. The Nod Yehuda Reb Chatzkel Landau to Psachim Daf Nevav and Aleph, an hour Gemara in the Chacham Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Kluger, and his Ha'aros to Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Aleph, debate the following. Is one permitted to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed outside of the context of Shema? For example, says Reb Chatzkel Landau, there was a custom in many kehilos that on Erev Rosh Chodesh after Tfilas Yom Kippur Katan, they would say Shema out loud and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed Kol Ram. And Reb Tzlach says that Ktsas Karolam Tagar, there were communities in Rabbanim who said that there was an appropriate wrong. You can't just recite Kol Ram Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed. That's limited to Yom Kippur. However, says the Tzlach, ani amarti, I say, the Nodi Behuda, kevon she'ein omrim rak pasuk rishon, ein kpeda, she'ein kan hefsek be'emtze divrei Moshe, says the Tzlach, the reason, the pshat, the deeper pshat in the Gemara Pesachim as to why it has to be said silently, the real reason is because you're being mafsik, baruch she'ein, in between Shema and Ve'ahavta. Those aren't the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the words of Yaakov Avinu. And just like any time somebody adds something to a text, to a paper, it has to be in a different font. When there's a hefsek between the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't say it out loud. You have to note that it's distinguished, it's different. And therefore, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed is recited silently, quietly, dafka, during Shema, because it's not the same words of Moshe, and you're going to be mafsik. You're going to not be able to distinguish between Shema, Baruch Shem, and Ve'ahavta. So in order to know that Shema and then the next paragraph of Ve'ahavta are the words of Moshe and Baruch Shem are the words of Yaakov, we say it in an undertone silently. But says the Tzlach, when you're only saying Shema, or when you're only saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed, it's not a problem to say it out loud. Because the reason the Gemara and Pesachim tells us that we have to say it in an undertone is because anytime you're being mafsik b'divrei Moshe, when you're added something into the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's inappropriate and wrong to say it out loud the same way you would say the rest of the Torah out loud. How can you say Shema out loud, Ve'ahavta out loud, and Baruch Shem? Baruch Shem is not Moshe, it's Yaakov, so therefore say it silently to show the distinguishing characteristic between Baruch Shem, Shema, and Ve'ahavta. However, when you're only saying Shema and Baruch Shem, or you're only saying Baruch Shem, you could say it out loud because there's no hefsek. You're not interspersing somebody else's words with the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And thus the Nod Yehuda says that Tzlach Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, you're permitted to recite Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed out loud as long as it's not in Shema. Reb Shlomo Kluger Chacham Shlomo quotes the Tzlach and argues, and he says there's another reason for the recitation of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed in an undertone. And that is because Moshe stole it from the Malachim. And we're not like Malachim. We're only Malachim once a year on Yom Kippur. And therefore explains the Chachma Shlomo that you're prohibited from reciting Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed out loud the entire year. It's Dafka on Yom Kippur when you could say it aloud, because that's when we're like Malachim. However, in the morning, in Shacharis, when we say it in Pesukei Dezimra, you can't say it aloud. On Erev Yom Kippur, when there was a custom in many kilos to recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed, and Kabbalah So Malchus Shemaim, you also can't say it out loud. Because we are not like Malachim in Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, we're not like Malachim every single day of the year, and therefore we see very clearly a nafkamina between these two reasons. According to the Tzlach, if the reason for the recitation of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vo'ed in an undertone is because we're being mafsik b'divrei Moshe in between Shema and Ve'ahavta, so that's true dafka when you're saying Shema, when you're saying Ve'ahavta, therefore you have to say it in an undertone. But in a context context when you're only saying Baruch Shem, or you're only saying Shema and Baruch Shem, and you're not being mafsik, then you're permitted to say it out loud. As opposed to the Chacham Shlomo says, if the basis for the recitation of Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Le'on Voed in an undertone is because we're not like Malachim, we're never like Malachim, not during the year, throughout the year, only one day a year, Yom Kippur, and therefore every day in Shacharis, it should be said silently in the beginning of the Pesukei the Zimra, and the same thing is true in a situation where there's Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemaim, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and other contexts, and Yom Kippur Katan, it should also be said in an undertone. But there's a second nafkamina. This is brought in the Sefer Likutei Ma'arich from Yisrael Chaim Friedman, in the Sefer Minhagim and Seder HaKarbanos, Dibra Maskil Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed, says another nafkamina. When else do we say Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed? Mechaber says in the Hilchos Brachos, if somebody made a brachal of Atal, immediately after you should say Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed, as we're all familiar. Can you say that out loud, or also should that be recited in an undertone? Says the Likutei Ma'arich, it depends on the basis for why you say it in an undertone. If you say it in an undertone because you are like, we're not like Malachim, then throughout the year we're not like Malachim, and therefore even when you make a brachal vatal and you're only saying Baruch Hashem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Ved, you should say it in an undertone, silently, quietly, because you're not a Malach, only on Yom Kippur you could say Baruch Hashem out loud. So therefore, if you're saying Baruch Hashem after brachal vatala, say it silently. However, it says that the Likutei Ma'arich, based upon the Gemara and Pesachim, you don't have to say it in an undertone, you could say it out loud, because it's dafkin Kriya Shema, when you're being mafsik bedivrei Moshe, you're saying Shema, then Baruch Shem, and then Vehafta. You're separating the words of Moshe Rabbeinu with somebody else's words. There you have to say it in an undertone. So if you're only saying Baruch Shem, Kavar Malchus HaLeolam Voed, after Baruch Levatala, be permitted to recite it out loud. Thus, Likutei Ma'arich shows that again, that these two midrashim, two psakim of the Tur are chalukim, and again a nafkamina as to whether it could be said out loud independent of Shema. A third nafkamina, it's well known, Reb Chaim Brisker would have the custom to daven at home, and he would recite Shema and Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed out loud. Bekol Ram, and the Sefer Tshuvas Van Hagus from Moshe Strumbach, Krach Beis, Simen Mem Vav, explains that Reb Chaim was asked about this. Ukishanishal alza Amar, Shibichilas Mutter L'Amar Bekol Ram, said Reb Chaim, when I recite Shema at home, quietly, privately, I say Shema out loud, and I also say Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed out loud. Ah, you mash amr she malachim is kanim. The malachim will be jealous. How could you say it out loud? You shouldn't do that. Only on Yom Kippur. So how could I say it out loud privately in my home? L'chein omrim b'lachash zeo rakesh omrim kishiras ha-malachim kidavar shebegdusha. It's only when you're saying it out loud with a tzibur, that's when the malachim will get jealous. When you're together as a group, as a tzibur, as a tzavs, as a minion. But b'yichidus, the malachim won't be miskaneh. So therefore, said Reb Chaim, you could say Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed aloud in the context of Shema at home, because the malachim won't be jealous when you're saying it b'yichidus. But according to the other reason, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, if the issue of saying Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed in an undertone is because you're being mafsik b'divrei Moshe, that's true whether you say b'yichidus or b'tzibur in any context. So therefore, again, you see another significant difference in nafkamina between the reason of the recitation of Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam Voed in an undertone. If it's because of the Malachim, and the Malachim getting jealous, so Reb Chaim understood that that's only true b'tzibur. But b'yichidus, it's not a problem. But according to the reason that being mafsik b'divrei Moshe, even reciting it b'yichidus, it should be done in an undertone for that very reason. And therefore we see, although the Magen Avraham understands that these two midrashim work together, we see three nafkamina, the Machlokes, the Tzlach, and the Chachma Shlomo, and the position of the Likutei Ma'arich, that whether one is reciting Baruch Shem outside of the context of Shema would be a reason and would be allowance to recite it out loud. If it's based upon the Malachim, of course it would not. If it's being mafsik b'Kriya Shema, if you're not saying it in the context of Kriya Shema, it'd be permitted. And Reb Chaim Brisker, the other nafkamina, as to whether or not you recited b'yichidus out loud or not, is also dependent upon these two reasons. However, the approach of the Magen Avraham that they work together, these two reasons, can also be found in later Achronim. And the Tshuvas HaRamaz, Rav Moshe Zakuto, the Talmud of the Arizal, Simen Lamed, he explains and he asks this very same question. How do we understand these stiras in the Tur? How can we understand? He asks, how could it be that the Tur says that you say it out loud on Yom Kippur? It's true based upon the fact that it was stolen from the Malachim, you can't say it throughout the year, and therefore on Yom Kippur you can't say it out loud. But like the Magen Avraham, he asks the question, if the point and the reason saying it in an undertone is because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and didn't say the Baruch Shem, and is only that of Yaakov Avinu, that should also be true on Yom Kippur. We should not be permitted to say it out loud. And he explains as follows. There's a tension taking place, and this is really what the Gemara means. On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu said it out, did not say it out loud, and therefore it's inappropriate for us to say it out loud. But on the other hand, we see that Yaakov Avinu did say it out loud, and therefore we see that there is some level of import that it can be recited out loud. And therefore, how do we handle this dichotomy? How do we handle these two ends of the string? Yaakov did say it, so therefore we should say it. Moshe didn't say it, therefore we can't say it. What do we do? So therefore, we were misakin to say it b'chashoyin and undertone. Kolamar she'ein anachnu ruyim lezeh. We're not appropriate. We're not on the level to recite it out loud. V'Yaakov shamru, that which Yaakov said it, mipnei shemalach Hashem tzvako. So Yaakov Avinu was a malach Hashem. And concludes the Shuta Ramaz or Moshe Zakuta simelamid lachin gam b'yom ha-kippurim sh'anu kemalachim. Nomar osu b'kol ram kamoam. On Yom Kippur, we are like Yaakov Avinu. Throughout the year, we're not like Yaakov. And therefore, Yaakov Dafka could say it out loud. Moshe didn't record it, so we also can't say it out loud. But on Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim. We have the Bechin of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, that is the day to recite it out loud because we are like Malachim. And thus, the Tshuvas HaRamah seems to indicate, like the Magen Avram, that the basis of the recitation of Baruch Shem Kevor Malchus HaLeolam V'Ed out loud is because we are like Malachim. That's true according to the Tur in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. It's true according to the Tur in Hilchos Kriyashma. Because the whole reason that Yaakov said it out loud, Moshe didn't say it out loud, that's a reason throughout the year to recite in an undertone. But on Yom Kippur, when we aren't like Yaakov, Einachanami, we should and can say it out loud. The Mata Moshe, Ramoshe Miparmisla, and the Amr HaAvodah Yom HaKippurim Simin Tav Tav Samech Ches, also raises the question of the Magen Avraham, the steerers in the tour. And like the Shuta Ramaz also explains that throughout the year we can't say it out loud because there are people who are not really meaning what they are saying. Or there are people who will not say Baruch Shem because they don't feel it. And therefore he says, Eidoshim batla miktsaso batla kulo. If one person isn't reciting Baruch Shem, the entire recitation that's being made in the tzibur, in the congregation, has become mivutol, nullified. And therefore throughout the year we say it quietly because it's between me and God. Am I a Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam V'Ed person? So I'm going to say it in an undertone. And even though other people aren't saying it, that's okay. However, he says, "B'yom HaKippurim, Am Hashem Eila Kulam Ke'echad Onim Ramin Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam V'Ed B'chol Vavon." We all say it with such passion, intensity, with all of our heart. Therefore, Nachon LaAmro B'kol Ram, we should say it out loud. Ki Kol Yichud Roy LaAmro B'kol Ram, because anytime we be Miachet Shem Hashem, we should say it out loud. And Gam LaOra HaKavana, and that he says to the Pshat and the Gemara and Pesachim, when we say to say it out loud, Lo Amri Moshe, we can't say it out loud. Moshe didn't say it. Machad Lo Yukula B'Leiv of Shalom, because not all Klal Yisrael together. Maybe Echad Ben Pasul Lo Nemre. If we don't say it, Yaakov said it, and therefore we said Bechashoy throughout the year. But in Yom Kippur, when everybody's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, everybody understands and recognizes Hashem, Hu Elokim, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, we all say it out loud. And thus, the Magen Avraham, who seems to reconcile and put the two tours together, seems to have support in the Tshuvas HaRamaz and the Mata Moshe, that indeed the basis for the recitation on Yom Kippur is because we are like Malachim. And indeed, if you take a look in the Tshuva of the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Tu'umim, the Gon, the Av Beis Din of Brod, or Chaim Simon Pei Beis, tells us that this is not the only time we are considered to be like Malachim and Yom Kippur, but there are other applications. As the Mechaber says in Semen Tav Reish Vav, the reason that we go to the mikveh of Yom Kippurim is to bring out the sense of Tara like Malachim. We are so close, we're such dimyan to Malachim, we go to the mikveh because we want to enter Yom Kippur like a Malach. And it's not just there, the Mechaber says in Semen Tav Reish Yud, that's the reason why we are begadim levanim on Yom Kippur, because we are lovam like a malach, we're domil a malachim. And that's not the only reason. It's also true, says the Mechaber in Simen Tav Reish Yutes, we stand all Yom Kippur because malachim stand all Yom Kippur. And there are more and more reasons that we're domil to malachim. It's not just in the recitation of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam V'Ed, but it's true the fact that we stand all Yom Kippur like the Mechaber says. It's true just like the Ramah says that we wear white on Yom Kippur. And it's true like the Mechaber says, that's the reason that we go to the mikvah of Yom HaKippurim. But the Gur Aryeh Yehuda notes that the Magen Avraham in each of these places says that women shouldn't do these things. They shouldn't stand all day. They shouldn't wear white because they're not domel malachim based upon the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk Chaf Beis, Deir Givarim Ksiv, that malachim are more similar to males. Givarim, anashim, are like malachim, not females. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says they don't have to wear white, that they shouldn't wear white. They don't have to stand or they shouldn't stand. And frek the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, why when it comes to Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Ve'ed, does the Magen Avraham not say that women shouldn't recite it? He should say the same thing, that just like they shouldn't stand, just like they shouldn't wear white, they also shouldn't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Ve'ed, because they're not like malachim. Vein potse pelem. Nobody said a thing. Women are reciting Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Ve'ed aloud, and therefore he explains that there is a basis. Because if the basis that they was nignav mina malachim, and on throughout the year the malachim will become jealous, but on Yom Kippur we're all like malachim, even though women are not ndomed dafka b'diyuk to malachim. B'yom ha-kippurim shegam onu kemalachim ha-magia gam lonu lomar shevach zem m'meila lo yizkanu gam al anashim shomru. They're not going to be jealous of the ladies also who are saying it, because they're also going to say Baruch Shem, they're also going to say it B'Kavan, and just like the Malachim will not be jealous of the males, so too he will not be jealous of the females, and therefore that's the reason, that's the reconciliation why Nashim do recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Ve'ed. So we see it's we're like Malachim in the recitation of Baruch Shem, we see we're like Malachim. And the fact that the Mechaber says we stand all day on Yom Kippur. We see we're like Malachim in the respect that we go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippurim. We see we're like Malachim in a variety of different contexts. And this is what Yom Kippur is all about. We're domel Malachim. We are like Malachim. The Torah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Siman Tov Reish Vav, expresses this even more, quoting the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Tezvav. The Torah says something unbelievable, quoting the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Samoel is the Satan. He sees Shalonim Tzachet Be'Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael aren't sinning B'Yom HaKippurim, and he, the antagonist, the Satan, says, Ribon HaOlamim, Master of the World, I'm going to defend the Klal Yisrael, even though I'm an antagonist, and even though I'm the Satan. Yesh Lucha Am Echab Eretz Kemalachi Hasharos, you have one nation that are like angels. Ma malachi ashari sichefe regel, just like the malachim go without shoes. Afisol yichefe regel b'yom kippurim. Another dimyon between malachim and bnei adam and yom kippurim. We're like malachim because we don't wear shoes. Ma malachi ashari seinlam kfitza. Just like malachim don't jump, don't move, don't go from place to place, so too we, Yisrael, seinlam kfitza. Omdim al raglim, we stand on our feet all day. Ma malachi asharas nikim mikol chet, just like malachim are free of sin, kach Yisrael nikim mikol chet, so too klal Yisrael are free of chet. Ma malachi asharas shalom b'neim, kach Yisrael b'yom ha-kippurim, shalom b'neim. So we see four examples again where klal Yisrael is domet to malachim. Number one, we don't wear shoes just like malachim don't wear shoes. Number two, we don't jump, we don't move, we stand on our feet all day just like malachim. Number three, there's no sin between the Malachim, just like there's no sin between Yisrael and Yom Kippurim. And finally, Shalom Bein Yisrael Li Yisrael Achad. There's peace, there's camaraderie, there's brotherhood, there's no Tigra, there's no argument between Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippurim, just like Malachim. And again, we see this awesome dimyon, the fact that we are like Malachim on Yom Kippurim. And you see, what is the dimyon? Why are we like Malachim? Why do we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Ve'ed? Why do we stand all day? Why do we go to the mikveh of Yom Kippurim? Why do we wear white on Yom Kippurim? Why do we not wear shoes on Yom Kippurim? What is it that makes us Malachim? And the answer is in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Torah quotes himself, because we have abolished all physicality. We have removed all barriers, all obstruction between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We're not wearing leather shoes. We've removed that sense of physicality. We're not running around from place to place. We're not jumping here and jumping there. We're standing muchan u'mezumen, ready, prepared to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the Prisha says here in Siman Tov Reish Vav. And we've donned ourselves in white and white only. We've removed all of our fancy clothing. There's no barrier. There's no obstruction. There's nothing getting in the way of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we do that, then we're Malachi Hashares. Then we're Malachi Hashem. And then we can recite with fervor intensity, B'kol Ram Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Le'olam Ve'ed. This is the Yesod of Yom HaKippurim. It's a different day throughout the year. We raise the physicality by being spiritual people. We use the spirit, we use the ruach and the neshama to raise the guf. But one day a year, there is no guf. The guf is blunted. It's ke'eno dami. We're like malachim. And thus we could say baruch shem because we've removed our shoes. We're not running around. We're standing still. We're not fighting. We're not base people. There's shalom b'neim. There's no chet. There's no sin. We're only wearing white. And once we do these things, and take these steps to show that we have removed all of a sense of physicality, of gashmias from ourselves, the malach appears on this one day for 25 hours. Klal Yisrael, every single Jew is a malach. You're no longer a person. But in Yom Kippur, you are an angel. You could recite Baruch Shem Kivor Malchus Alelam V'ed out loud for one day, for the 25 hours, like a malach. Because you are no longer physical. You don't eat, you don't drink, you don't engage in any physical activity. If you've removed your shoes, you don't wash, you don't bathe, you don't anoint yourself. You take everything off, you've peeled it all away. And that, says the Maharal, is the pshat in the last Mishnah, Meseches Yom HaKippur, Ma Mikveh Mitaris Atmeyim, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitaris Yisrael, because the way that a mikveh works is when there's no longer any obstruction, all chatzitzos have been removed, you enter the mikveh, it's only the water and you, nothing can get in the way, so immediately this tahara takes place because there's nothing that can get in the way. You touch the water, the mikveh Hashem, the mikveh tahara allows a person to become tor, to go from tumah letahara, Ma Mikveh Mitaris Atmeyim, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitaris Yisrael, because Yom Kippur we've also removed all chatzitzos. We've removed each and every single peel of physicality from ourselves, and therefore the only thing that we have is a neshama that's connecting to Borei Olam. And when the neshama is connected to Borei Olam, Tara comes, Kedusha comes, Kapara comes, Baruch Shem Kivor La'olam Vo'ed Bikol Rom B'Kedusha V'Tara. Nos says the Ramchal in Derech Hashem Chelek Dale Perek Ches, these words beautifully, exactly what we have expressed. Listen to these holy words of the Ramchal. Plaster them all over wherever you go on Yom Kippur to understand and to appreciate the godless of Yom HaKippurim, says the Ramchal. Heichin ha'adun baruch hu li'yisrael yom echad. Kadosh Baruch is prepared for Klal Yisrael one day. There's only one day a year called Yom HaKippurim where it's so easy for a tshuva to be accepted. V'havonos krovim limachos, and all sin, all transgression can become erased. Keino, null, void. Lesakin kolakil kulim shenasa, we could correct and fix every mistake we've made. Ulahasir kolachoshech shenis gabriel yedeim, and remove all the blackness, all of the dirt, all of the schmutz that we have made during the last year. To return ourselves, lahashiv ashavim el madrega sakadush vakurve vlavis barach. How are we going to do that? And listen to the final sentence of the Ramchal. Biyom zen meyer or, a light emerges. Shibikocho nishlam kol zeinyon. There's an electricity that takes place on Yom Kippur. There's a strong light that emerges on Yom Kippur that allows tshuva to become so easy. But how are you zocha for this light switch to go on? How are you zocha to this or gadol of Yom HaKippurim? One caveat, one tenai. Amnam hu or shelekabeloso tzarch sheyishmu Yisrael mashnitzdav liyom zeh. We have to make sure we follow the commands of that day, befrat inyan ha'inoy. If we are abstaining from physicality, if we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't engage in physical activity, we don't bathe, we don't anoint ourselves, there's no marital relations, we only wear white, we're only doing the things that we are supposed to do, and we've abstained from all physicality. We've removed and separated ourselves from all physicality. We're like malachim. Umisalim bimiktsas el bechinas hamalachim, says the Ramchal, those four words. Bimiktsas el bechinas malachim, misalim bimiktsas. We're able to get close to the level of a malach with that one caveat, like the Torah quoting the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. We remove physicality. And when we're no longer physical beings, when there's no longer a neshama and a guf that are at war, where there's a tension and that synergy isn't being met, Dafka Yom Kippur, where there is no tension, where there is no tug of war, where there's only a neshama, then we're like malachim, and a malach is zochet to tshuva kapara, only because misalim b'miktzas al bechinas malachim, we enter the world, the trance, for 25 hours, to be like a malach, as long as we follow the rules, as long as we abstain, we remove the physicality from ourselves. And this is what Yom Kippur is all about. This is the gatlus of Yom Kippur. This is the bechina of Yom Kippur. This is the or hagodl of Yom Kippur. Usually there's a fight, the tug of war between Tov and Ra. There's a fight between Or and Choshech. There's a fight between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. There's a fight between the Nesham and the Guf. That's throughout the year, and that's the reason why we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Leon Voed in an undertone throughout the year. But on Yom Kippur, when we're like Malachim in the respect that we've removed all physicalities, there's no obstruction, there's nothing getting in the way. We could say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Leon Voed. We stand all day. We wear white. We remove our shoes, and we are only being malachim because where there's kindness, there's love between each other. We're zocha to that or gadol once we remove all the physicality. That's Yom Kippur, and that's what we need to be prepared for 25 hours. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach's grandson records in the beginning of Halicha Shlomo to Yom HaKippurim that his grandfather, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, would wake him up early on Yom Kippur, an hour before tefillah at least, and say, how could you not wake up? We're like malachim. We have such an opportunity for a few hours a year, 25 hours. We're like malachi shores. How can we not get up early to recite Tillim, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Mistabek Lekono? Because that's what Yom Kippur is all about. That's who we are. That's who we can be. Something that we're not zochet to throughout the year. Because throughout the year, we have to raise the physical. We have to raise the guf through the neshama. But on Yom Kippur, there is no guf. On Yom Kippur, it's a day of kulo l'Hashem. It's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed B'kol Ram. Because we've removed physicality, we have to think, contemplate, ponder in the days prior to Yom Kippur what it means to be a neshama, what it means to be a malach, to make sure we take advantage of every second, every minute, every hour, the entire full gamut of the day of Yom Kippur. Because we're like Malach, and we could ask the Rabbono Shalom for anything. We are where we need to be. We're right with the Borei Olam. Sharei Shemaim Psach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gates of heaven have been opened. The Melech HaKadosh, we're so close to you. We're in your confines. We could ask for anything. We could do anything. We are omed kimalach Hashem Tzvakos on our shmishin, on our mishares. May we be zocha to tap into Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, to Taras Yom HaKippurim, to Kaparas Yom HaKippurim, because we are like Malachim. We need to know this, to repeat this, to appreciate and to understand this. Because when we know what Yom Kippur is about, when we understand who we are in Yom Kippur, then we could take advantage of Yom Kippurim even more. Thus, Baruch Shem Kivor Machus Le'olam Vo'ed, the recitation of it out loud, as the Shulchan Aruch says, and the reason and the basis for it, because we are like Malachim, isn't just in this regard, but it transforms us in the entire day. The reason that we don't do the things that we do, the reason that we do the things that we do. Let's take advantage of this precious day, of this holy day, the day of all days, Shabbos Shabbason, Yom HaKadosh, the Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, to be able to ask the Borei Olam to send us bracha, atzlacha, siyata, dishma, yeshuas, v'nechamas for us, for our families, for Klal Yisrael, b'chol makom shehu. Let's be malachim. Let's use this opportunity wisely. Wishing everybody a gemar chasima tova.